We spoke with nationally renowned media critic Norman Solomon about the continuing controversies at the Pacifica Foundation, the nation's only progressive radio network. Norman, thank you for being with us today.
Hi, my pleasure, Mike.
Well, I appreciate that you were able to be with us. Well, there's been big doings at the Pacifica board meeting, as I understand it, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Talk, if you will, about what's going on, because I know many of our listeners have been following this and are very, very much concerned with what happens at the nation's only progressive network, if it still is that.
Well, I think what's very clear at this point is that not only the five Pacifica-owned stations in Berkeley, L.A., D.C., Houston, and New York, but the several dozen that receive programs from Pacifica, such as Pacifica Nightly News, are very much affected by what is taking place at Pacifica. And clearly, the National Board of Pacifica is becoming more and more corporate-oriented. I don't say that lightly. The fact is that two of the three people who were just added to the board last weekend are very corporately oriented. Bertram Lee Sr., who was added, is a former co-owner of the Denver Nuggets professional team. He also specializes in buying and selling radio stations. John Murdoch, someone else added to the board, works for a law firm that does only representation of management in labor management disputes and brags that it specializes in creating or maintaining a union-free workplace. So only one of the three people added to the board last weekend is by any real definition progressive at all, and that is Leslie Kagan, a longtime activist from New York. What does that say about the board majority that would see two corporatists and one progressive added to the board as something that would be an appropriate balance at this point?
It certainly seems that the hierarchy at Pacifica have a direction that they're going in. As I understand it, Mary Frances Berry has announced a timetable for her resignation, though, as I also understand it, she has more or less handpicked her replacement.
Yeah, and that also is probably more significant than what I already mentioned, because the new chair being elevated to Mary Frances Berry's former position, Mr. Acosta, was a strong advocate for selling KPFA last year. And not only that, but the person who has been selected now to replace Lynn Chadwick, the executive director of Pacifica, who will continue in a consultant capacity, is a person named Bessie Wash, who has long been the general manager of the Pacifica-owned station in Washington, D.C., WPFW, and she has earned the reputation in the network as being the most censoring general manager in the history of Pacifica. She has literally, in mid-sentence, interrupted broadcasts of Counterspin referred to the controversies involving Pacifica. They have broken into Democracy Now! Because they didn't like what was on the program, censoring Pacifica's own national programs because there was some kind of statements made that weren't appreciated by management. So this says a lot, unfortunately, about where we are.
So in essence, and for people who didn't realize that this has happened, is that now former director Lynn Chadwick is, I mean, it almost sounds, Norman, what you're saying is that Lynn Chadwick is being replaced by someone who is conceivably even worse than what Ms. Chadwick has done. Go ahead.
From a progressive standpoint, certainly no better. You could say the baton has been passed to the hand-picked successors of Mary Frances Berry and Lynn Chadwick, but I'm not sure baton is the right word. I think it might be more appropriate, given what happened last summer at KPFA, to refer to it as a billy club.
As I understand it, Lynn Chadwick has been announced to be remaining on with Pacifica as a consultant.
That's correct.
What does that mean, from your opinion?
Well, she's going to help guide how to continue this record that she has developed and amassed running the network. And we can see just the horrendous results. I mean, two out of the five Pacific-owned stations have gone largely apolitical. Their ratings may be up, but in Houston and Washington, D.C., there's very little political content on there. There is more and more simply music. And in the case of Houston, it's kind of like white people's Texas music. So this is where we are. And enormous pressure and some censorship on the other stations. And that, I think, underscores the need to support stations like the one that people are listening to right now as we speak these words, and to support independent sources of news and information, because we're going to need independent programs that can be shared around the country that don't have to run through the grid of the Pacifica network, which, frankly, is more and more corporatized.
We're talking with Norman Solomon, a national and internationally known media critic. Norman, one of the questions that I wanted to ask you, and I'm not sure what the actual reality of all of this is, but as I understand it, the new director of Pacifica apparently or allegedly has a tremendous amount of animosity for the host of Pacifica's flagship program, Democracy Now!, and Amy Goodman. If that's true, I wonder what the ramifications of all of that may be.
Well, you know, people get confused because they hear Democracy Now! And it's such a strong progressive program. But Amy Goodman and the Democracy Now! Program have been under enormous pressure from the hierarchy of Pacifica. It's no secret that they would like to crush Democracy Now!, and yet it's being cited as, you know, evidence that we're being alarmist when we talk about the corporatization. In fact, Bessie Wash, running WPFW, has been a censor of Democracy Now!, and it's known that around WPFW and Pacifica Network News in the workplace, there's constant sneering and eye-rolling and negative comments made about Democracy Now!, clearly the strongest national daily radio program in the country. So this, again, does not augur well at all.
What should we be looking forward to? And perhaps that's really a bad way of putting it, but I guess what do you see coming down the pike? And I guess more importantly, what can people who care, what can they do?
Well, clarity, I think, is important, and there are ways to go on the web and look at websites such as the Save Pacifica website that do have some other information. I think also support of your local community station in Northern California, that would mean KVMR, it would mean KPFA, and to realize what's going on and to keep our ears open, because there's a lot, frankly, I believe, propaganda coming out of Pacifica National and attempts to smear KPFA and to say that the management shouldn't be bashed. There's a letter being circulated to stop Pacifica bashing, which I think is an absurd letter because, in effect, we need to identify what we mean by Pacifica. Do we mean Democracy Now! And KPFA and those individuals and programs and institutions who have struggled against all of this pressure to continue to do quality progressive radio? Well, clearly we support that. But we do not support, and we will continue to challenge, Pacifica National management with its censorship and its attempt to mainstream the programs that come out of Pacifica.
It would seem to me that despite pronouncements from Pacifica management to the contrary, that there certainly seems to be the components being put in for a sale of the station, one or more of them. Do you think that's true?
Well, Pete Bramson last summer, and Pete Bramson is a member of the Pacifica board, went public to reveal that they had had discussions on the board to sell KPFA. On July 28th, the San Francisco Chronicle reported that three different sources told the Chronicle a majority of the Pacifica Executive Committee was inclined to sell KPFA. So this is the kind of thing that goes on. It's very Nixonian or Clintonian or Reagan-esque, depending on how you want to describe it, for the Pacifica National Board to say, oh, no, we never would. We don't plan to sell KPFA, and yet they've been having serious discussions about it within the last 8 or 10 months. It's always something to listen for when they say, we have no plans to, because they can say that one day and sell the next and say, well, we changed our plans.
Right. Well, and especially when you put somebody on the board whose business is buying and selling radio stations, I think one has to take a serious look at that.
Yeah, it says a whole lot.
We've been speaking with Norman Solomon, media critic. Norman, thank you for being with us today for this short segment, and we look forward to having you on again in about a month for a more extended discussion of the media. Always appreciate it when you can be with us.
Well, thanks very much, Mike.
Thank you. For KVMR-FM's News and Views, I'm Mike Thornton.